something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Priesthood and Sacrifice.
Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 8. I want you to read something for me. Verse 3. 1, 2, go. Did you see that? The Bible says every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore, it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. He's talking about Jesus in the context. And it says every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. See, they do that to God. And that it is also of necessity that this man, that he was talking about in the context about Jesus, that this man also has something to offer. Because if he's a high priest, he's got to offer something. And Jesus became our high priest. When? After the resurrection from the dead, he became our high priest. Praise the Lord. You remember that occasion when he had resurrected, and Mary Magdalene had come to look for his body and didn't find the body in the cave and noticed that the stone had been rolled away, and she was wondering where they had taken his body to. Then she saw a man that she thought was the gardener. It turned out to be Jesus. So she said to him, "Sir, where have you taken his body to?" And then while she was still looking around, Jesus turned and said, "Mary." Then she found out it was Jesus and ran toward him. And Jesus said, "Don't touch me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father." Now that was significant. Why did he say so? Because you see, back in the law, when the high priest was going into the most holy place, which we call the second tabernacle, to offer the sacrifice, the blood, the annual sacrifice of blood on behalf of the people to God, when he was going into that place, nobody touched him. In fact, if he died there, because if something was wrong with him, he'll die in the presence of God. They couldn't even go in there to bring him out. He always had to have a chain around his waist. And then he had bearers around his waist. And every time he took a step, the priests in the first tabernacle heard the jingling of those bears, then they knew that the high priest was still alive. Are you still there? Now, if they stopped hearing the sound of the bears, they knew the high priest was dead. And nobody would go in there beyond the veil. The second veil, it's called the second veil okay, into the most holy place. Nobody went through. They would pull him by the chain to bring him out before they took his body to bury. So Jesus now was to ascend to the Father with his blood as the sacrifice for our sins. When you study the book of Hebrews, you'll see all of this. So Jesus Christ was taking his blood to the most holy place in heaven. And that's why he said to Mary, "Don't touch me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go and tell my brethren that I ascend to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Hallelujah. So he had something to offer. It was his blood. Praise God. It was his blood. That's remarkable. So, but here, he says, every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore, it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. Now, the priests also were there in the service of the sanctuary. They offered gifts and sacrifices. The high priest was the most senior priest. You get it? And so it was the high priest who went into the most holy place, which he went to once every year. But all the other gifts and sacrifices were offered to God by the priests. So every priest was also ordained to offer what? Gifts and sacrifices. If the Bible therefore says that we have been made priests unto God, and that we are a royal priesthood, a kingdom of priests, it means we also have something to offer. That's why he said in that verse 5 that we were reading in 1 Peter chapter 2, "Ye also, as living stones, have built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ." In other words, you don't just offer what you want or what you choose. It must be acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It must be acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Not just what you want. In Hebrews chapter 13, turn to the book of Hebrews for a moment. Chapter number 13. I want to read to you in verse 15. Are you there? Verse 15. "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually." By him, by Jesus, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Not just once in a while. Continually. He says, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Now, you know, when we talk about praising God, some people don't understand what it really is supposed to be. Now, the scripture here will enlighten us a little further. How do we praise God? How do we, you know, I can say, "I just praise you, Lord." It's not enough. It's good, but it's not enough. "I praise you. I praise you. I will praise you, Lord." It's nice, but it lacks content. All right? It's nice. It's good. It's positive, but it lacks content. It lacks content. Listen to this scripture. Very enlightening. It says, by him, he's referring to Jesus. The previous verses will tell you that. "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God." He says, the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, now he explains what it is. The fruit of our lips. the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. What do you mean by fruit of our lips? Words. Words. Now he says, giving thanks to his name. Interestingly, the words giving thanks there is from one word, a Greek word, homologio, and it's a verb. It actually means to make confessions. That's what it means. It means to make confessions. What do you mean, make confessions? It means to say the same thing in consent. Making confessions there doesn't mean I confess that I told a lie yesterday. That's not what he's saying. He means to speak the same thing. The noun is homologia. It means speaking the same thing in consent. Speaking the same thing in agreement. Saying the same thing. That means if God says something, you say the same thing that he has said in agreement with him. If God says something about you, you say the same thing that God has said about you in agreement with him. For example, if I say I am a new creation, because God says I am a new creation. See, the word says if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. I am in Christ, and therefore I am a new creation. I am making confessions. You see that? I am making confessions. I am saying the same thing with God in agreement with him. In other words, you say those things that are consistent with what God has said in agreement with him.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries, or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.